Hi, I'm Chris Bedford, Dorothy Wagner Wallace Director of the Baltimore Museum of Art, and welcome to Art Matters, a monthly feature where we provide insights into the work of some of today's most creative artists from Baltimore and beyond. Today, it's my privilege to welcome Maleka Mogosi, a Botswana-born, New York-based artist whose exhibition entitled Acts of Resistance debuted at the BMA on May 2nd. Welcome, and thank you for being here with us.
Thank you.
So tell me a little bit about what the term resistance means for you in your work as relates to paintings and maybe within the context of the BMA.
I wanted to really think about, you know, what some people call formal resistance, which is, you know, if you're going to resist being oppressed or being subjugated by the state or a specific institution. So formal resistance is a specific kind of resistance against bigger systems versus informal resistance, which really points to kind of everyday acts to some way kind of allow you to become who you think you want to be. So I really wanted to think about more so looking at the role of the Black female subject in the Southern African context and trying to think about how has this female subject been positioned during the struggle for liberation and also afterwards. The same way in the American context, the Black female subject, even during like the Civil Rights Movement, you know, her desires and wants and needs and hopes were kind of put at the back burner.
The exhibition, to give it context, is going to be shown within our European galleries, what we call our Jacob's Wing, amid a preponderance of portraiture, most of it Western, and almost all of it focused on white subjects. So this is a rupture and a very deliberate one.
Whether either abstract or figurative, you know, representation is really important in terms of how we understand how images are produced, how they're disseminated, how they're consumed, and the kind of meanings that images kind of encapsulate and the effect that has on people. And that's why you have a lot of people who come to a museum, they feel like they don't belong there because for a long time, it has been something that is kind of very specific towards a certain class, certain education and so forth. So, you know, my work has always tried to engage the politics of representation as something that absolutely matters.
It's clear that portraiture has a particular role right now in 2018 in the United States. So thinking about representation, why do you think that is?
You know, art is always an object of consumption, right? So the question then is, you know, who really benefits from the production of these objects? You know, who consumes them? Who is able to understand them? Who are they legible to? So I think these are big questions, at least that I try to engage with. And I think that the specificity is really strategic because the specificity says that there's a level of exclusion. Like when someone looks at my painting, you know, they're going to say, I don't know anything about Botswana or the people's lives there or the politics. To me, that's fine because it tells the viewer that, one, it's okay to be ignorant about something. It also shows that your ignorance means that it's actually fine to be excluded from a discussion and it's fine to be not the center of the world, which I think the West has always been.
Maleka, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
You can see Maleka Mogosi, Acts of Resistance, on view at the Baltimore Museum of Art through August 12th. Thanks for listening today. Art Matters is produced for WYPR by the Baltimore Museum of Art. And for the Baltimore Museum of Art, I'm Chris Bedford.